I'm so excited too, man. I just love this disco. And I was enjoying it so much that I let the top of the hour go by without telling you that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue, here doing the disco thing with Something About the Women today. A totally impromptu 2 hours of disco. But this next set was not impromptu. This is what started it all, got it going in my head. And that is when mainstream non-disco artists couldn't help themselves and had to record a disco album, or at least a disco song. And even the most serious of artists got in on this trend in the late 70s. And we're going to start it off with someone who you never thought would become, go trendy, at least back then. But here she is. This is Babs herself getting her disco on here on Something About the Women.
Extra, extra. I'm in love. I gotta thank my lucky star. Gotta celebrate, it's a fact. We got a first-rate act, it's evident. And we make love to heaven. You're my every thought. You're my one attraction. You must be heaven sent. You give me so much satisfaction.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And today might be a day to be even more aware of safety in the hot weather. Do not leave pets or children in the car when it's hot, or ever really. Okay. I got swept away in the disco again and haven't really been back to tell you what we've been hearing, but we're in the middle of our dabbling in disco set. That was Gladys Knight and the Pips doing Taste of Bitter Love. And while they were R&B, they weren't really disco, and so that was a departure for them. We heard Olivia Newton-John. This one's going out to my buddy Nick, Xanadu. That needs no explanation. Karen Carpenter. Okay, so the Carpenters were a duo, and Karen Carpenter in the late 70s, while she was battling anorexia, she recorded a solo album. And yes, she dabbled in disco on that one. And the album was shelved. And finally, it was released with some, I guess, some production changes in 1996. And I listened to the whole album. And I loved it. Maybe the production changes just made it better, but that disco tune from that album was Love Lines from Karen Carpenter, her only solo album. Cher did the endless version of Take Me Home, and Barbara Streisand, the diva herself, dabbling in disco with the main event slash fight. Yes, Babs went disco for a brief moment there. So we still have more. Yes, there's more. One of my favorite pop duos of the 70s went a little disco towards the end there. Here's the Captain and Tennille here on Something About the Women.
Thank you.
so hot. How can you be so cold when I'm so hot? How can you be so cold?
Grows, huh? That's the kind of love I got for you. That's the kind of love I got for you.
All righty then. Wrapping up the dabbling in disco set, whereby artists you don't think of as disco do disco songs, including Blondie there doing Heart of Glass, and Heart doing Straight On with that disco beat. We heard from Dusty Springfield, of all people. Yep, she dabbled in disco with That's the Kind of Love I Have for You. And The Captain and Tennille, How Can You Be So Cold, which is pretty much the theme song of their marriage, apparently. He was not a warm and loving man, says Tony Tennille. But they did make some great music together. So now, in the next 10 minutes, before Brian Young comes up with Crash Course for the Ravers, we just got a little bit more disco to squeeze in there. Some maybe. Yeah, and we were talking, Brian and I, about how the Rolling Stones song Miss You would have really fit in that set if it was by a woman. Which, you know, Mick Jagger, he kind of qualifies. But anyway, he's going to play Miss You on his show today in honor of Disco Day here. And going to send out this next one to my buddy Phil, who moved to Texas. But I'm going to see him next month. So here you go, Phil. Here's your Grace Jones.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our disco 2 hours here with some Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. And before that, Grace Jones, Pull Up to the Bumper, Baby. Sending that out to Phil. All right, it's just about time to wrap up Something About the Women. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got your dance on. And big shout out to Mike for changing my entire show and for the better, of course. And just want to let you know that coming up next, Brian Young, Crash Course for the Ravers. And in the meantime, we'll see you next week, Saturday, every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Sue Edelman out of the squeaky chair. And here.